You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, where to begin?
That's right. State of the States is back today. Lachlan is speaking with Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Stephen Hoadley, about what is going on in America this week regarding charges being made of a Russian interference in the 2016 election.
George Papadopoulos has pleaded guilty to charges linking Trump's campaign with Russian attempts to interfere in the 2016 election. I mean, can we sort of talk about this a bit? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's good that the information is coming out. We don't know exactly what the implications are yet, but it looks like the FBI and the prosecutors are doing their job. And gradually, we're going to get a more complete picture. The Trump campaign, of course, has denied all, as you would expect them to do. I suspect they will have to acknowledge that there are some connections as the investigation continues. And I think we're all hoping that there will be some serious implications that may induce the president to reconsider his future occupations.
I mean, do you think this is a possibility? This could lead to impeachment or Trump standing down?
Well, it's a bit tricky. The Constitution says if he takes emoluments, that is, bribes from foreign governments, he can be impeached. Other areas of law are a little bit more gray, more blurred, and it depends on the concrete evidence of influence. That is, every government attempts to influence every other government. That's normal in international affairs. Proving that it is beyond normal and it becomes abnormal or invasive or corrupt, this is a more difficult job for the courts to decide. And if Papadopoulos provides evidence that connect him to the Trump campaign, which also is, I think, difficult because Trump is saying, well, look, these are minor figures and distant from the campaign, and they were really working for their own private profit. And I think that's probably true, too. But the prosecutor would have to show there's a direct connection, that Trump knew about it in order to implicate him, and he can always deny that he was aware of what all of his subordinates were doing, which is, I think, a fairly reasonable defense in his circumstance. So I don't think we've got a smoking gun yet.
So Trump's probably safe for now then.
At the moment, yes.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Russia and Russian interference in the election, I mean, ever since Trump got elected. I mean, do you think it's a bit overblown, or do you really think that there was interference?
I think it's overblown. The major shocks in the election were perpetrated by the director of the FBI, and he's obviously not an agent of the Russian government. The various revelations, the Trump's exaggeration of Hillary Clinton's email situation, for example, all of these were homegrown domestic shocks that did influence the voters. Mainly to Democrats to stay home. That is, by casting doubt and on the credibility of Hillary Clinton. A lot of Democrats were confused and they were cross-pressured, and consequently, the Democratic vote didn't come out to the degree that would have normally elected her. So, in my view, the Russian influence is pretty minor. It hasn't been proved. That the Russians may have preferences. Well, of course, every government has preferences regarding political parties. Normally, governments will be pretty discreet about expressing them, particularly in the country concerned. But the Russians, of course, tear up the rule book, and they press a lot harder and more vigorously. And that's what we've come to expect from them. But did that influence in a material way? Did it corrupt, for example, the voting machines? Again, we have no evidence.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.